I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America
and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. Now I get approval of the agenda as presented.
Move to approve the agenda as presented.
Second. Have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get approval of the minutes from the December 6th, 2022 regular meeting minutes?
So moved.
Second.
Motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Public hearing, Big One Cooperative Marketing Annexation.
Mayor, Council, on 11-22, Planning and Zoning Commission recommended approval of the annexation of the Big Horn Co-op located at 107 U.S. Highway 16 East. We basically be bringing about 4.7 acres of land. They've also recommended bringing it in under the I-1 zoning, light industrial. So the zoning, my recommendation would be we approve the annexation. Questions?
Any public comment? Public comment? Hearing none. Public hearing is closed. No unfinished business, new business. And I get a motion on Ordinance 1412, first reading, and ordinance providing for the annexation of the Big Horn Cooperative Marketing Association, a Wyoming nonprofit corporation to the town of the city of Buffalo, Wyoming, located at 107 U.S. 16 East in Buffalo, Wyoming.
I make a motion to approve Ordinance 1412 in first reading for annexation of the Big Horn Co-op.
I'll second. I have a motion, a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Ordinance 1412 passes on the first reading. Brett McCoy, request to connect the city water supply outside of city limits, located at 46 Wilson Road.
Mayor, Council, this is a, they've already been granted the tap through an agreement a ways back. This is just more or less approving the connection to the city water for outside city water.
This is part of the McBride area.
That's correct. Yeah, the old McBride agreement with Flume Septi South water tank out there.
Could I get a motion to approve the request to connect the city water supply at 46 Wilson Road?
Move to approve the water supply connector agreement at 46 Wilson Road for Brett McCoy.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Welcome to water. Resolution 1461, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for a grant to local government project, ARPA, grant program funding on behalf of the governing body, the town, and the city of Buffalo for the purpose of the replacement of water distribution line and the sanitary sewer line on Sunset Avenue from Park Lane to Cedar Street. Cost of the project is $2,427,250. The city's portion would be $576,926, or 20% match.
Mayor, just for clarification, that project, the $2,427,000, that's how much we're asking in grant funding. So that plus the city's portion will be the total cost of the project.
Yeah.
So total. Project cost is $3,004,100. So $3,004,160.
And this is just an update of the resolutions we had approved back in August, I believe it was, correct?
Right.
I move to approve resolution 1461 to allow us to apply for ARPA funding for the Sunset Avenue water and sewer project.
Second. Motion and second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution 1462, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Farm Investment Board for a grant to local government projects in ARPA. Grant program funding on behalf of the governing body for the town of the city of Buffalo for the purpose of the replacement of remote read water meters and reading systems throughout the town. Cost, the state's portion that we're asking is $830,260. City's portion is $396,740, or 32% of the ask. Added on to that. Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1462?
I'd make a motion to approve Resolution 1462 for ARPA funding for the remote read water meters and reading system.
Second. I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
And again, that's both of those is the total.
Correct. Both of those are the total.
Total of $1,227,000.
Thank you.
Resolution 1463, a resolution authorizing submission of an application to the State Loan and Investment Board for a grant to local government project ARPA grant program funding on behalf of the governing body for the town, the city of Buffalo, for the purpose of the replacement of the water transmission line on Buffalo Main Street from 4th Street to Hart Street. The portion we're requesting from the state is $798,278. The city's portion would be $140,873, for a total of
$939,151.
Can I get a motion to approve Resolution 1463?
Move to approve Resolution 1463.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? With no more new business reports, Mr. Kirby is not here. Chair DC Building Inspector.
Mayor Kelton, lots of report. A couple reminders. Snow removal. Sidewalk snow is allowed to go into the city streets, but driveway snow is not allowed to be pushed into the city streets. makes it a little hard on our guys when they go to plow the streets and there's a driveway that's for snow out front. So a reminder there. Also a reminder to the contractors to get their contractor license renewal forms in by the first of the year here. So far we have renewed 130 of those contractor licenses out of about 310. So we're getting there, but still lacking. So just a reminder, get those into us. Any questions?
Yeah.
Thank you. Excuse me, Mayor, Council. I'd like to start this off with Josh, if you come up. This is Joshua Carswell. Josh Carswell, he comes to us from King County, Washington. He did almost, 15 years in the police department there, lots of training. He's going to be a lateral so he can challenge our academy. So 2 weeks online, then a week down at the academy like I did, where you have to worry about answering the questions you didn't answer a long, long time ago. But he comes to us with a ton of training. Josh lives here in town, setting roots with his family. We are really, really excited to have him. He started with us December the 5th. He came in, did his all the training he needed to do for qualifications and whatnot. Now he's on the road for FTO. Kind of an FTO, more of just getting used to the town and our way of doing things here. So I would just like to welcome Josh to the community and to the force. He's going to be a valuable part of our department. So I'm glad to have you.
Awesome. Cool.
Hello. Thanks. Welcome.
All right.
Josh.
His nickname is UConn Cornelius from Rudolph Redshirt Radio. So if you hear UConn, it's Josh. Because we have 17 Joshes in our department, so we have to change the names. So anyway, we're very glad to have you, Josh. Thanks for being part of the team.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Captain Nicholas reported last council meeting that we did have a significant seizure here in town. Reference to the three arrests with four arrests altogether. We ended up making another arrest in reference to that. We had somebody come to the jail to visit. During the course of that visit, we contacted our highway patrol who came and ran the K-9 dog on the car that they came in and ended up pulling another felony amount of meth out of that car. So they tried to hide the car from some of our electronic surveillance. We were able to make another arrest and pull more dope out of the car. So that's a plus. I mean, we're really putting a dent in what's coming into town, which I'm super proud of. And that was with the help of Highway Patrol, Sheriff's Department, and our department. So all departments just running on all cylinders and working very well together. Speaking of working well together, I got to thank Larry and all the folks that came out in the storm. They were instrumental in keeping the schools open. I know they caught, well, I caught some flack about schools and the streets, and there's nothing we can do about that when you have a 60-mile-an-hour wind and snow. These guys worked their butts off. We worked very well together, whether it's pushing cars out, getting people to school, getting people to work. We would call and request certain roads to be plowed or touched, knowing that they were, and they got to them. They may even pull out a police car, too. So we really, really appreciate that. And I want to thank Councilman Hart, Councilman Haskins. It's been a pleasure working with you guys for the last year that I've been here. Hate to see you go. I know you're devastated by that. But I want to thank you guys for your hard work and putting up with me for the last year. And lastly, Blue Santa. We delivered to three families last night. And after a long, long day yesterday, it was good to see some holiday cheer. It says a lot about what our community has done with the amount of money that was donated. And whether it came to wrapping the presents, Erica McCarter, Brian McCarter kind of run that initiative. There's a lot of people. I will say I got stuck putting together a kitchen set that had about 400 little tiny screws. And it took me a long time and I ended up with some extra pieces. But just to see that in our community is huge. And to see those kids and those families and their faces light up last night with some folks that had some tough times, and to watch our community come together doesn't happen everywhere around the country. So I'm super proud of that. So again, thanks for your service. And if you guys have any questions, I'd love to answer them. No, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Very good. Well, Mr. Council, I just want to say I'm very proud of our crew, the hard work and the hours they put in. We're from Chief here and his guys. And thank you guys for it all. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Claire. And I want to thank you and your staff, too. I was out on some calls during that. I know you guys were out there very early in the morning, and I saw you guys in the trucks very late at night. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
Are there any oral written comments? Oral written comments.
Mayor, on behalf of all the employees, I would like to thank the mayor and council for the Christmas bonus as well as the Christmas party.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much.
Happy New Year. Yeah. Any thank you, press or the ring? Announcements, department head meeting, January 3rd at 7 a.m. City county meeting, January 17th at 7 a.m. City council meetings, January 3rd and 17th at 5 p.m. And just a reminder, the city offices are closed in the afternoon of December 23rd, 26th, and January 2nd. And just one more announcement. It's going to get cold, cold, cold. Don't forget to let your water drip. Protect the water pipes so that Larry and crew aren't out there.
Yes, please.
Trying to get things. Can I get approval of the bills as presented?
Move to approve the bills.
Second. Motion second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Can I get a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Second.